Another wave crashed. Suddenly, I saw him. He was archetypical, a genuine fairy tale gnome, a squat, rotund figure wearing a red felt hat, gold-threaded vest, rope suspenders, woolen pants, and shoes that sparkled with gold dust. He walked toward me, stopped, and smiled shyly. I smiled back. He was compact, but his presence was undeniable, a little like Theo. Theo could easily have had gnome heritage in his blood, maybe a first cousin on his mother's side. Theo's voice interrupted my whimsical speculation.
"Ask him his name, but don't say it out loud,"
he warned.
"His name is a password, a private calling card only to be spoken by you."
"What is your name?"
I asked.
"This is my... Now, where did I put it?"
the gnome said, feeling around in the pockets of his vest and pants.
"Oh, I remember."
He lifted his blue hat, hadn't it been red a moment ago, to reveal a silver badge. A Nordic-looking word was stamped across the badge in gold. It was 12 letters long and contained only two vowels. The third letter was an E, the eighth letter was an A.
"I'm not sure I can pronounce that word. Your name, I mean."
"I'm not sure I can pronounce it either,"
he echoed.
"I have to call you something,"
I replied, and thought for a moment.
"Okay, how about, Bobby?"
"I like Bobby. I like that very much."
"Bobby,"
I said again. An enchanting delight traveled down my spine into the ground. It quickly spread, attaching to gold and silver veins inside the earth. With my inside eyes, I could see massive hexagonal crystals and deposits of exquisite stones extending across the underground landscape.